This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump has dismissed a claim from his former national security advisor that could play a huge role in his impeachment trial. We get more from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
In an upcoming book, John Bolton says the president told him he wanted to keep military aid from Ukraine until it helped him investigate Joe Biden. The president and his legal team have denied that. And today in the Oval Office, the president calling Bolton's allegation false. But Senate Democratic Chief Chuck Schumer says it's a stunning revelation, boosting calls for witness testimony at the trial.
If there was ever even a shred of logic left to not hear witnesses and review the documents, Mr. Bolton's book just erased it.
There is now much more pressure on GOP senators to summon Bolton, who has said he's willing to testify.
I think it's increasingly likely.
Republican Mitt Romney says Bolton has relevant testimony. Three other Republicans would need to break ranks to force the issue. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Public mourning continues, and so does the investigation into the helicopter crash near Los Angeles that killed retired NBA star Kobe Bryant. AP's Ed Donahue.
Outside the Staples Center,
Kobe Bryant's giving me some of the best memories of my life.
Fans like Chris Ramirez were leaving flowers, basketballs, basketball shoes, and lots of Kobe Bryant jerseys.
He gave us everything he had, and at the very least, I gotta come here and respect the man. Not just him, the other people who died.
Bryant's 13-year-old daughter and seven others were also killed. Aviation safety expert John Fox says the helicopter that crashed has a good track record. He was asked about fog in the area that morning.
It was clear that the pilot could see the roads below him, both the 101, the 118, and the 5.
Fox says this investigation will take time. I'm Ed Donahue.
And this is VOA News. U.S. President Trump has offered China any help needed to combat a deadly outbreak of coronavirus that has killed at least 81 people. In a Monday tweet, Mr. Trump said that we're very close communication with China concerning the virus, adding that we have offered China and President Xi Jinping any help that's necessary. Our experts are extraordinary. The latest figures reported by Chinese health officials, including more than 2,700 cases of people being sickened, and again, 81 people who have died from it. Cases have also been reported in Australia, Canada, France, Hong Kong, Japan, Malaysia, Portugal, Singapore, and South Korea, Taiwan, and others. The World Health Organization says most of those people had a travel history in Wuhan, with several others having contact with someone who traveled there. That is the epicenter of the outbreak. There have been no reported deaths linked to the virus outside of China. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu arrived at the White House and was greeted by U.S. President Trump. This is a day ahead of a planned announcement of a new long-awaited Middle East peace plan. VOA Cindy Singh.
Netanyahu thanked Trump, saying he is the greatest friend Israel has ever had in the White House. Palestinian leaders would likely agree that Trump is the greatest friend to Israel and have rejected the deal as dead on arrival.
This deal, which is not based on international legality and international law, which also gives Israel all it wants at the expense of the national rights of the Palestinian people that embodied in an independent sovereign state with Jerusalem as its capital and the right of its refugees for return, does not make base for a quick solution. It comes from a party that has lost its credibility to be an honest broker in a serious and genuine political process.
The Palestinian Authority has not had any substantive dealings with the Trump administration since it recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel in December 2017. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
A United States military plane used to help troops communicate and share intelligence on the battlefield crashed in a Taliban-controlled region of Afghanistan, according to U.S. military officials. U.S. Air Force Chief of Staff General David Goldfein said that the plane was an E-11A equipped with the Battlefield Airborne Communications Node. He said at a Washington event that he was unable to provide any additional details. Find more details at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.